just be aware of your bodies. Sitting on the ground, sitting on a chair, sitting on a cushion, and sitting in space. You have the presence of the archangels around us. You have the presence of the flame at the center. Be aware of our own center point and the sense of Anuki, I am. And as we enter into the mystery of I Am, we enter into that mystery of our particularity arising out of the shining awareness of infinity. Just as the flowering reed arises out of the shining waters. And we, as we embrace our compounded identity, shaped through many conversations and continually shaping and being shaped, we enter into that sense of the reed-woven baskets. So we find our verticality and our cup-like nature, our singularity, our infinity, and our woven nature. Letting these principles come together in our heart, in our spirit, in our bodies. Anuki. Anuki, in my case, Ian. Anuki. And as we speak our name, we hear the speech of the angels. Anuki Raphael, out of the east, as a breath and a wind. Anuki Mikael, as a shaft of light. Anuki Gabriel, as a rushing tide. Anuki Uriel, as the deep stillness of stone. Anuki Sabuviel, as the mercurial weave itself. Bringing these qualities together as we enter into the human form of being the living bridge, the axis of the worlds. And as the axis together, we balance the worlds by performing the Kabbalistic cross together. Placing our dominant hand upon our forehead, we say Ate. Ate. Bringing the light to our feet, we say Malchut. Malchut. Right shoulder, Vegevira. Vegevira. Left shoulder, Vegedula. Vegedula. Center, Leolam, Amen. Leolam, Amen. And again. Contemplating the sphere of white light above our head of Keter, the crown. We chant four times, Eaye, I am and I will be. Eaye. To the throat where the incandescent violet purple of the art appears. Here we chant Yud He Vav He Elohim, I create.
Yud He Vav He Elohim. Yud He Vav He Elohim. Yod He Vav He Elohim. Yod He Vav He Elohim.
Letting the light descend to the level of the heart, where it becomes the golden sun of Tiferet, place of balance and beauty. Here we chant Yud He Vav He Aluah Badat, the God that is in my heart, the God that is known to me.
Yud He Vav He Aluah Badat. Yud He Vav He Aluah Badat. Yud He Vav He Aluah Badat. Yod He Vav He Aluah Badat.
Letting light descend deep into the pelvis, where it becomes the sphere of the moon, the greens, the blues, the silvers of Yesod, the sphere of the foundation of light and life. Here we chant Shaddai El Chai, the almighty power of life.
Shaddai El Chai. Shaddai El Chai. Shaddai El Chai. Shaddai Elchai.
Feeling the pillar descend to our feet where it becomes the shining blackness shot through with rainbow colours of Malkut. The magnetic pole, the earth centre, the place of sovereignty. And here we chant Adonai Haaretz, the sovereignty of the living earth, the sovereignty of the living body.
Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz.
So feel the whole of the middle pillar. Catch her above the head, the heart at the throat, the tiferet in the heart, yesod in the pelvis, malchut beneath our feet. Now we move to the circulation of the light. Breathing in, we center ourselves in Keter. Breathing out, we send the light down the front of the body to Malchut. Breathing in, we bring the light up to Keter. Doing this for 6 cycles. Now circulating the light from side to side. As we breathe in, we center in Keter. As we breathe out, we send the light down the left side of the body to Malkut. As we breathe in, we bring the light up the right side of the body back to Keter. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. Now, breathing in and breathing out, we center ourselves in Malkut. Then breathing in, we spiral the light anti-clockwise to Keter. Breathing out, we send the light down the central column to Malkut. Breathing in again, we spiral the light. Breathing out, we send the light down to Malkut. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. And finally we come to the fountain exercise. Breathing in and breathing out, we gather the light. Breathing in, the light is drawn up to Ketha. Breathing out, it is fountained around us. As we breathe in and out again, we gather the light. Before again sending it to Ketha. Doing this for 6 cycles.
Thank you.
And now letting your senses turn inwards as we move inwards and downwards as you hear these words. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the house of the soul. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the house of the soul. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the house of the soul. You feel yourself moving in time and space, until you find yourself standing outside your house of the soul. You notice the 3 steps that lead up to the door with the jackal head knocker. And as before, you notice the architecture of the house. It may look just as we have seen it before, or there may be differences. When you are ready, ascend the 3 steps, knocking upon the door and feeling the door open before you. And as you step across the threshold, you're aware of the spiral stair that ascends and descends. And you're aware of the corridor that leads forward into the inner door, through the room of the table and the mirror. And for now, we take the corridor. And as we come to the inner door, we notice carvings and images that may remind us of our work this weekend. And as we open the inner door, we find ourselves in a room with a vaulted ceiling that has a double rose at its apex. We see in front of us the round table we are familiar with seeing, and at its center point is the veiled grail chalice. Seated with us on this occasion are the knights and the ladies of Arthur's court, in whatever form they present themselves. And in the teacher's chair, there is Arthur, Artorius, Artos, the protector king, the bear king, the once and future king. Around which so much legend is made. Take your seat upon the table. Contemplate the king and the companions. The Tailini, our community. The comitatus, the protective warband that stand close to the king. Sit with the grail and speak with the king. As we look deeply into the grail, as we feel Arthur reaching to us, we see the many skeins, the tangled threads of story. That are connected with the establishment of sovereignty and balance and the mystery of Camelot, of the city of truth and beauty. As we commune with the king and the companions and contemplate the story we have been exploring, we become aware of our own sense of sovereignty, the sense of Anoki within us. And we rise from the table and we enter the chapel. Seeing the ancient altar with the Celtic cross and the small but ancient bronze sword that lays across it. And as we contemplate the cross, we see there is the figure of the blessed youth hanging upside down from it. Or is he the right way up? And we are upside down. We contemplate the mystery of the blessed youth. We contemplate the mystery of the unsheathed sword. And if it is right for us, we take up the sword, which is the sword of light, the sword of liberation. The sword of clarity, even as the grail is the cup of love. And just as the grail is reflected in our heart, so too do we feel the reflection of the sword. feeling that mingling with the sense of Anuki. I am the servant of the Grail, I am the wielder of the Sword of Light. I am the servant of the mystery of the Bear King. I sit at the Table Round. And feeling this, we salute the blessed youth upon the altar. We return into the hall of the Table. And on this occasion, all the seats are empty. But there is the Grail blazing at the center. And we are prompted to pick up the Grail so that it is carried in our hand and in our hearts. Just as the sword is in our hearts, so now do we unify with the Grail. So now it is the cup and the sword come together in union and blessing. And we take our leave of the room of the Table and the Mirror, and we descend the spiral stair down into the place of the establishment, into the basement room of the house. And here, as the living Grail, as the bearer of the sword, we place our hands upon the altar. We contemplate the interlocked six-pointed stars upon the altar. We feel the presence of the deep energy of the earth fire, which as we give ourselves to it, both roots us and expands us, so that we both sink down and rise up, filling the space, feeling the vast fire striking the top of the hall and travelling through the whole of the house, awakening all the rooms and passages. We feel the darkness of the hall becoming shining white marble. And in the four directions we feel and receive the blessing of the four holy living creatures. The winged lion in the south. The white eagle in the west. The winged human in the east. The winged bull in the north. And their weaving intermingles with the weaving that is the Grail. That is the union of the Grail and the sword. Thank you. and we are carried upwards by the light and the power and the blessing, feeling ourselves expanding with the light, feeling ourselves to be the bearer of the sword and the cup, becoming sovereign, feeling the room of images in our pelvis, the room of the table in our hearts, the room of the cube within the cube in our throats, and we are crowned with light. On all sides of us we feel and sense the four great angels, and our stature is now equal to their stature, and we stand together with them for the healing of the world. And together we send out the blessing. Letting the chant bring you back into the room, feeling yourselves just sitting here together in your own true shape. Letting your senses open into the room. Just turning to your companion, the person on your left, No, that wouldn't move at all. That doesn't work at all. Just, I'm not quite back yet. So just in twos, talk together. That's the best of your Chinese whispers, isn't it? Yes, we're working too. Yes, just talking twos. Sort of sorry, it kind of just talk about your experience. Yeah.
And there's 1-3.
Yeah, be 1-3 and 2. Just talk about your experience. Anything you want to say?